Hey, it's Prophecy Sun. When I'm not riding my bike, hanging out with my cats, or making soup, I'm listening to Tweets and Tunes on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I don't really think you can call it a platform yet. I already reblogged that. I reblogged it and retweeted it. I retweeted it, I reblogged it, and I checked into it.
This app is so elegant.
Are you gonna get the new Kindle? I saw it in TechCrunch.
How is this different from Facebook?
They don't even have a Foursquare venue for their apartment.
I don't really get Tumblr. Is the internet down?
I didn't even finish high school.
Think of it like an Instagram for hamburgers.
He's a genius. It's like Pandora for cats. Are you gonna get the new iPhone? It's like Airbnb for Facebook games.
It's not uncomfortable. Who has a party in Palo Alto?
Think of it as a Netflix for YouTube.
How is this different from RDO?
An iPhone charger.
It's not a Mac. It's good.
I check in on Path, and then I send it to Foursquare. I also send it to Tumblr, and then Tumblr auto-posts to Twitter and Facebook.
And good morning, Vancouver. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the campus of British Columbia's very own university. That's right, the UBC. And it is February the 6th. You are listening to Jason. I am your host of Tweets and Tunes. You can find me here each and every Wednesday from 6:30 till 8 a.m. And if you want to contact us during the show, go ahead and light up our phone board. You can reach us at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You can also find us on Twitter at Tweets and Tunes, on Facebook at Facebook/Tweets and Tunes, and on our website, powered by Vancouver's own Crave Media, tweetsandtunes.com. As well, we've got a new feature here at the studio. You can actually go on to Twitter and request songs for any show on CITR by hashtagging CITR requests. All right, busy show for you today. We are going to have a bunch of great new music on. We're going to have Jay Brown from Late Night Automatic on at the 7 o'clock hour talking about their new album that they're releasing. We got some new music, a brand new CD just into the studio this morning. We're going to start it off with this morning. Magneta Lane, who we played a couple times on the show over the last couple of weeks, from their upcoming EP, Witch Rock, being released on the 12th of February. Incredible EP, just four fantastic songs, which really run the gamut of emotions from hard rock to good meditation music with the lights down low. Produced by Rick Jacket and James Black, of course, of none other than Canada's own Finger 11. And, well, why not? Let's get right to the tunes. And we're going to start off with a little Burn.
I'm Born Wesley Williams, Maestro Fresh West is a Canadian rapper born in Toronto on March 31, 1968. Known to some as the godfather of Canadian hip-hop, Maestro owns both the best-selling Canadian hip-hop single and album of all time, each of which were the first to be certified gold. with his track Let Your Backbone Slide and debut album Symphony in Effect.
Let's take a closer listen to Maestro Fresh West's hit single Let Your Backbone Slide.
This jam is amplified, so just glide, glide, and let your backbone slide.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm wide awake.
All right, you are back on Tweets and Tunes, CITR 101.9. And just as you heard, February is Black History Month. And listening to the station throughout the show, as you're going to hear PSAs celebrating Black History Month throughout the month of February. And do tune in. We'll have a couple more throughout this show as well. Well, we hope you are wide awake with us this morning on Tweets and Tunes. You heard our first set there. Despite a few technical glitches, we started it off with Magneta Lane from their Witch Rock CD. That is due out in stores on the 12th of February. You can find that on E1 Music. Great little EP produced, of course, by the two gentlemen. Basically the backbone of Finger 11, Rick Jacket, James Black. After that, you heard Vancouver's own Lisa's Hotcakes and their Love Hurts EP, produced by none other than The Hive's own Jesse Gander, our little Vancouver treasure, and of course the girls at Lisa's Hotcakes, who I believe next week we will have a hotcake in studio, preparing for a special the week of the 3rd of March, celebrating the run-up to International Women's Day on March 8th, so stay tuned for some special programming from that. Lots of great birthdays as well today. We're going to get into that a little bit later, but let's head back to the music and play a little ditty. This is Vancouver's Own, one of my favorite bands, headed by none other than Hatch Benedict. This is Sex with Strangers and Time's Electric.
Walk away. Keep smiling. Love. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh, yeah.
Indeed. Every Wednesday morning, radio for the elderly. You are listening to Tweets and Tunes. Just finished off a set with Vancouver's own Sex with Strangers from Times Electric. You heard there. That was also Modern Superstitions, Last Night's Dress, The Luyas from Animator 5050. And we ended off that set with a brand new track from Matt Mays and his album Coyote. And that was Ain't That the Truth. Well, good morning on this February the 6th. You are listening to Jason. I am your host, and I'm really pleased to welcome to the show this morning Jay Brown from Late Night Automatic. Morning, Jay.
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Thanks for getting up at this ungodly hour to come on the show and chat with us.
Yeah, a little groggy. You just said something about Wednesday morning music for the elderly or something like that?
Music for the elderly, yes.
Music for the elderly, well, because they're the only ones up at this hour, right?
It's true.
This is like lunch for them. It's noon.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it reminds me of, my grandmother used to get up at, God rest her soul, at this time of the morning, and like clockwork, 4:35 in the morning, to enjoy her bread with milk.
Breakfast of champions.
Food for the elderly. Exactly.
Right.
So, always shout out to the Silver Fox generation listening now.
CITS. For sure.
So, brand new album coming out. Release date is, will you tell me?
February 27th.
February 27th. So we were 21 days, 3 weeks away.
Yeah, which is also coincidentally my birthday because a friend of mine was asking, well, why are you releasing the album on a Wednesday when most albums come out on a Tuesday? And I said, because we're an independent band. We can do whatever we want.
That's right. It has nothing to do with egocentricities. It's simply that.
Maybe about, a little bit.
Maybe a little bit, yeah. Yeah, it's about fighting the power. Keep fighting the man. Of course, I've had a chance to listen to the entire album, and it's such a great, great production, and there's a little bit of something for everyone on there, but definitely harkens back to the days of, kind of the independent electronic rock, and I know you talk a little bit of this about in the bio, but, definitely some undertones of Skinny Puppy and some of the other great bands from the back in the day era. Tell us a little bit about kind of the motivation for the album, where the sound came from, and the process of putting it together.
Well, it's weird, I've always been in rock bands or punk bands, or you're more your standard fare type of writing process where you're in a band with four, five guys, maybe yourself and four guys, and you go into a jam space and someone has a riff, someone has an idea, and you get together and you create a song out of that. But, for this project, it was just kind of me in the beginning, and it was, it was kind of reverse engineering songs. That's how I like to describe it, I guess. And, kind of sitting down and trying to figure out, okay, well, how am I going to create this material and what's going to come out? And it just, I didn't even realize, how much I had been influenced by a lot of those, as you mentioned, electronic acts, from the 80s and 90s, the Nine Inch Nails, Skinny Puppy, but even artists, obviously, some people hear a little bit of David Bowie influence in there, which is awesome for me to hear. Peter Gabriel, I think had a big influence and stuff like that. So here I am trying to figure out how to write this material. And then, of course, the next step is, well, I've got all this electronic material that it bleeps and bloops and computers and drum machines and all that sort of stuff. How the hell am I going to play this live? So that's, that's sort of been the process. And it's kind of a little bit backwards from how, a lot of musicians operate. But it's been, it's been interesting and it's been fun. And, now it's the time is right and time is ready. And we've got this album coming out later this month, and we're going to hit the ground running and hopefully start exploding heads and melting faces.
Well, you know, and it's I love the Peter Gabriel reference that I couldn't, you know, when you sent me over the tracks and some of the artwork, and I saw the picture of you know, the paint across the face with the red stripe on the blue eye, and I couldn't help but think a little Peter Gabriel, little Michael Stipe, just in the picture influence, let alone the sound. So
yeah, that's basically a direct nod to Michael Stipe. I'm a huge R.E.M. fan, and even the name itself, the band name itself, is kind of a little bit of a tip of the hat to R.E.M. because one of my favorite albums of all time is Automatic for the people.
Sure. You know what? It went huge. You know what? Actually, R.E.M.'s probably my favorite band. I've seen them in concert probably 11 times now. Over in Ireland and London, and then over in North America here. Favorite song from Automatic for the People?
Let me think here. It's too early in the morning for this, Jason, to remember song names. I think probably, well, I mean, the first time I heard the song Drive by R.E.M., sure. I was blown away because, you know, that was back in music video days, right, where, yeah. You know, it was music video television playing music videos. So I would have seen Drive for the first time. I was just blown away by this. I just thought it was beautiful and amazing, you know, a black and white video, you know, kind of slow motion shots, weird Michael Stipe's just like crowd surfing the entire time. Mm-hmm. So I love the song Drive. I think that Sweetness Follows is pretty amazing as well.
Yeah,
Ignore Land I love. So yeah, I'm a huge R.E.M. fan as well.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to pick a bad tune off that album. And Ignore Land's probably my favorite. Just the lyrics in there are unbelievable. But, you know, let's talk about not being able to pick a bad song off the album. You are electric? Question mark. You are electric.
Yeah.
Not a bad track on there. And you know, I love the imagery from the music. Just, you know, it's not unlike when you listen to Automatic for the People. You know, songs will start creating an imagery in your head, and you start mixing the words and the music together. And I find the whole album of You Are Electric does that. Specifically, it was interesting when I looked at when I listened to Ghost Love, and then saw the video that you guys just released, and that just came out public to everyone. Was it late last week, or really this week?
Yeah, we just finished. It's directed by a guy named Matt Leaf, who he's an amazing director, and he's one of the winners of the Crazy Eights Festival here in Vancouver, and he's got a horror movie that they're directing. It's going to be coming out pretty quick. I'm not exactly sure when, but yeah. So we were lucky to get him on board and to make that video, and obviously, you know, when you're trying to add some, like, you know, interesting features in the editing process, there's little sort of, you know, the whole concept of ghost women and they're sort of flickering on the screen in instances. That's kind of a reference to the movie Fight Club. So it took a little while to get that out, but yeah, it came out about a week ago.
Fantastic. And it's great. Now, where was that filmed? Was that in, was that Burnaby, the cemetery?
Honestly, it was another early morning. I can't even remember where we were. We were just roaming around the city. I think I was, you know, probably slightly hungover. I don't know. There was a graveyard up near Kingsway, I think.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So the one on Burnaby down Royal Oak, I think. So,
yeah, and it was pouring, like pouring rain.
Yeah,
which, you know, you rarely get here, right? It's a little bit of the drizzle, but it was pouring rain, and I found it hilarious that, because there's a giant pathway through that graveyard circling it, and I thought it was hilarious that even in this pouring rain, which was great for the music video for us because it gave it that eerie kind of gray. Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to get that a lot in Vancouver anyways, but yeah, there were people just jogging around the graveyard in the rain, in the pouring rain, which I thought was a little, like, why would you choose to jog around a graveyard? I don't know.
Yeah, well, maybe that glimpse of, you know, life's too short exercise. I'm not sure. That's not really
Yeah, it's model. Motivation.
I guess. The video's fantastic and really just captures beautifully the imagery associated with the song. Talk about the album, the tracks. I'd like to know what your favorite track on there was and, you know, why, putting it together. What song really speaks to you out of all the ones on the album there?
I don't know. There's, you know, I'm sure everyone you interview says that, oh, I love a different song at a different time, right? When you're creating it, I guess you're so close to it that, you know, that it'll have, like, I think when you're creating music, it can have a couple of different effects on you. You know, you can have your favorite songs that you've created from day to day. You can sometimes pick up your own music and be like, God, I don't know, what is this? You know, like, it's depending on your mood and stuff. But listening to that album now when it's done and mixed and mastered, I think that there's a song called The Things You Own End Up Owning You, which is actually basically another nod of the movie Fight Club, because it's a line, like, basically taken right out of the movie. And I think that song kind of speaks to me. It's really fun to play live. I'm pretty happy with the lyrics in that song. It's just kind of, and you know, it's a reference to a book and a movie that I just, you know, I think are fantastic. And I'm a huge fan of David Fincher, the director. So we're trying to create a song that sort of like evokes the mood of that film, right?
Absolutely. And speaking of getting out and playing live, what are your plans for touring?
We're going to do like an album release show / late video release party at the Media Club. I believe at the end or middle of March or end of March. We just have to confirm the date. And then, we're just going to, you know, play around the Lower Mainland and then possibly, you know, head elsewhere in Canada for the summer. And, you know, we're applying to various festivals and all that sort of good stuff. So hopefully, you know, by 2013, you're going to be hearing and seeing a lot more of us out there in the world. Mm-hmm. Rocking.
Keeping it real. Talk about the influence of some bands in, like, you know, Hot Hot Heat and specifically Steve Bays. I know that he did a remix of Living Proof. Talk about that influence and relationship.
Well, I've known Steve for a while, and I was, you know, he's one of the nicest guys I've ever met. Just literally one of the nicest guys in the music industry that I've ever met. And he's super busy. He's got, you know, so many projects on the go at any given time. You know, he's got obviously Hot Hot Heat. He's a producer. He's working on other stuff. He's got a band, you know, that he's in with Parker Bosley from the Gay 90s, mm-hmm. called Fur Trade. And I don't know when they're going to release that stuff, but it's amazing. And Steve's in a new band with like Hoxie Workman and Ryan Dahl called Mounties, which is, I don't know if you've heard this new song they've just released, but it's insane. So we were just lucky that he was, you know, interested and available to be part of the project at all. And he gravitated towards that song Living Proof, and he created a really sick remix of it. So I was like, hey, that's awesome. I'm putting it on the album. And then we high-fived. Also, he has great hair.
Yeah, which I know nothing about. So, you know, and it's great because Hot Hot Heat and just the collaborations that they've been involved in, you know, we've played a couple of times and, you know, talking about Ghost Love to Ghost Ship. They were working with Neverending White Lights, again, on a collaboration, which we played a while back. And so they're all over, obviously, the Canadian music scene. But what does it mean having, you know, that type of person be able to, you know, contribute to the album, especially, you know, to me, obviously, it speaks volumes when you've got someone that's, you know, that adept at what they do and that in demand. For them to do that just must be a huge accolade and feather in your cap.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, you know, if you're in a project that no one's ever heard of yet, then it lends a ton of legitimacy to it, right? I mean, you know, a few people have heard of Late Night Automatic. So, you know, for Steve to come on board early on in the project and sort of be like, hey, I'm interested in what you're doing, and so much so that I'd like to, you know, contribute in some small way, that, you know, like I said, it lends legitimacy, and it helps us to, you know, promote ourselves and hit the ground running. It's like, you know, it's like starting the race just a little bit, like a little bit before the gun goes off, but no one notices.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to ask you, and you touched on this right at the beginning of our conversation, but touring with this type of music in this medium, because obviously it's just, you know, so heavily influenced with electronic. How exactly do you translate the album sound to a live concert? What are the challenges there?
excuse me. It's a little bit tricky. Because the idea for me is that, you know, you're never going to see, if you come to a late night automatic show, you're never going to see the same show twice, hopefully. You know, it's a rotating cast of characters that come through. I'm lucky to be able to work with a lot of really, really amazing musicians. This guy named Scott Whalen, one of the best bass players I've ever had the chance to work with. He for a while was in the Connelline Crush. We've got a couple other talented guys who have their own projects. So I'm working with, you know, this cast of some of my favorite musicians that I've ever had the chance to, like, meet or watch play. And they're all busy guys. So basically, you know, it could be that you see me with a couple of them, in a few months. It could be that, you know, 6 months down the road from that, you see like a different group of guys and it's a five piece this time. It could be you catch us on stage at a club and we're only two people, you know, with a laptop and an electric guitar and a bass and vocals, you know what I mean? So it's constantly morphing, constantly changing. And I think it's going to, you know, keep an audience interested in checking out what's going to happen next time. And it keeps it interesting for us to try and learn these songs in different ways. Like, what is it in more of a DJ set with no drummer and a laptop and electric guitar versus what would it sound like if we had a full band with drums, bass, guitar, you know, live synths, and that sort of vibe. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun, and it already has been, you know. Right now we're trying to do it with, like, we've got a three-piece that we're working with no drums, so it's very sort of DJ vibe meets a, you know, rock band vibe, and that's kind of what we're going for. Our whole mentality is, you know, we want people to either be dancing or like pumping their fists or headbanging or possibly backflipping or scissor kicking, depending on how much experience they have as a existing or prior member to Cirque du Soleil.
Sure, absolutely.
Like, I'm just hoping a lot of people who've been in Cirque du Soleil show up at our shows.
And I'm sure they will. I know that you're huge among the retired Cirque du Soleil crowd.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. I just want to see a lot of people, like, backflipping towards one another in the audience.
Well, you know, and I think the quote from Tiffany Daniels from Drunken Werewolf, the UK music blog, really summed it up when she said, you know, rock, dance, repeat. And really embodies, you know, the tone of the album. And it's certainly an album that you can listen to, and you're not going to be able to stay sitting down. So I'm looking forward to seeing you guys live. Well, why don't we go right to one of the tracks from the album, we will play a little bit of Ghost Love, and we'll come right back with Jay Brown. You're listening to CITR Tweets and Tunes.
Never ever should have given it a try, but now we're in too deep. February 13th, Crow's Nest and Electric Owl present A Date with the Growlers, Southern California beach goths on tour to support their long-awaited album, Hung at Heart, with special guests Night Beats and Chains of Love. Advance tickets through Northern Tickets, Zulu, Red Cat and High Life Records, sponsored by 101.9 FM CITR.
Calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I'll lose my mind.
Australia and Canada are both countries with a whole lot of space to create some of the wildest sounds on the planet. Join your host Matthew as he explores the musical heritage of his native Australia and features fresh sounds from Canada's independent music world. That's Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, live Fridays from 6 to 7.30pm on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm stranded on my own.
Shock the pulse to bring the heart back.
All right, CITR 101.9 FM. And that was Late Night Automatic. You heard Ghost Love off the top and then Living Proof. And once again, our much thanks to Jay Brown from Late Night on Automatic for waking up so early in the morning to come on and talk to us about his brand spanking new project and album. So again, February 26th, also his birthday, that album will be out. And you can find them in several locations. Go to SoundCloud page and go to latenightautomatic.com. Several places to find that album when it comes out. And as I mentioned, their brand new video for Ghost Love. And it's a really cool video. Direction is great and just perfectly embodies the song. Make sure you go check that out. You can find that on YouTube. Just search for Late Night Automatic and Ghost Love. All right. Brand new segment for the show. We've got two actually coming up, two brand new segments. But, you know, as we're tweets and tunes, we like to look at the social media and the website as well. So each and every week from now on, we are going to bring you our best of YouTube and going to our YouTube mashup. You know, I was talking with my 7-year-old son about a week and a bit ago, and he, you know, he likes to listen to Radio Disney. It's kind of his thing. And he said to me, you know, Taylor Swift is the 6th best artist in the world. And my immediate thought was, who were the first 5? And so, you know, he rattled them off, being Johnny Cash, number 1, Gordon Lightfoot, number 2, R.E.M., number 3, Beatles, number 4, Bob Marley, number 5, and Taylor Swift is number 6. So, you know, started off well. Last one almost makes you cry a little bit. But, you know, in homage to him, I found a good friend of mine, good friend of the show, Good Morning Bryce, brought to my attention this great mashup on YouTube. So we're going to play a little Korn versus Taylor Swift. We are coming undone. This is CITR Tweets and Tunes.
Holding on when my brain's ticking like a bomb. Guess the black dogs have come again to get me. Sweet bitter words, unlike nothing I have heard. Sing along, mockingbird, you don't affect me. That's right, deliver it to my heart. Please try. Again, I thought my demons were my friends. Pity me, in the end, they're out to get me. Since I was young, I've tasted sorrow on my tongue, and this sweet sugar gun does not protect me. That's right, deliver it to my heart. Please try.
Oh, Looks like I'm not getting better, not getting better. Wait, I'm coming undone. I wait, I'm coming undone. Too late, I'm coming undone. What looks so strong, so delicate? Wait, I'm coming undone. I wait, I'm coming undone. Too late.
Got a pocket full of change and I give it to you. Things will never be the same again. A little something from my account of all the things I've been through. It's only there so I can share it with you. A little something.
I'm not talking about a sack of coins. It's more than the number on your index. You're lacking a point. It's the gift back from potholes I tripped at. I taste of my own sour grapes. I crushed them. Sip that, an arrogant son. Parents couldn't tell me none. I was in love with myself like a marriage of one. I used to bun a lot of marijuana, but that was like thinking I would see better if I stared at the sun. I burned out vision. I turned down religion, and I still do. Christian, Jesus isn't fitting in your system or whatever box you give him. I believe that he's dead and risen, and I'm forgiven. Now diss me, cause I hang with these cats that talk to spark madism. I crack a couple brews, sit back and laugh with him. That's how I love him, plus a prayer when the weight of the world tries to crush him. End of discussion.
I got a pocket full of change and I give it to you. Things will never be the same again. A little something from my account of all the things I've been through. It's only there so I can share it with you. A little something.
Nah, it ain't about me. It ain't about you. It's about us finding purpose in this global zoo. I'm not here to prove the Old or New Testament. I'm just trying to share something I've invested in. I operate in a system where when I give, much is given back, and truth overrides facts. I used to think people change, that's absurd to me. Then I realized it's rooted in maturity. Made it 180, then a 360. Let the boys be boys, but if I turn to a man, am I moving shifty? Not at all. Funny, cause the ones who hate, we cast them when they fall. I believe in transformation. I believe there's an X on the youth and they can still change this generation. Why you asking? Cause I played my part and still playing it. Grinding in ill luck.
I got a pocket full of change and I give it to you. Things will never be the same again. A little something from my account of all the things I've been through. It's only there so I can share it with you. A little something.
You get the gist. Whoever said they can't afford a little bit of metamorphosis really needs more social assist than those frozen on the government list. Waiting hopefully for pogey that they'll probably never get. Farewell to welfare benefits. Handouts are not a hand up if you're calling it quits. My resolve is a St. Pierre fist in the face of a double dare risk. Used to rely in a prayer and a wish to get by, and now I'm a problem for my problems like a troubled therapist. And why some are sitting on the side chicken like a Saint Hubert dish, it's a mystery for me, but God is there to fix for all intents and purposes. Squash your nervousness and you'll emerge from this topsy-turvy world turbulence. To fly right, let's learn to be the change you want to see in this life.
I got a pocket full of change and I give it to you. Things will never be the same again. A little something from my account of all the things I've been through. It's only there so I can share it with you. A little something.
Thank you.
CITR Tweets and Tunes. You are back. Started that set off with Korn versus Taylor Swift. We are coming undone. Not sure whether to call that Korn Swift or Swift Korn. I think Swift Korn would be my mashup title for that. And ended that off with Relic from the album Miles to Go, Pocket Full of Change, featuring Direk. Really good album, brand new into the studio. Lots of great tracks. Make sure you check that one out. And super excited this morning to launch our brand new segment.
It's Tweets and Tunes. And once again, it's time for 80s College Radio DJ. That segment where we play a song guaranteed to take the wrinkles out of your skinny puppy t-shirt.
The year, 1985. I had just moved from Saskatoon to Calgary. I spent my days coming to grips with the fact that maybe my parachute pants weren't as cool as I thought. And this LP and sometimes cassette were playing on my stereo from their fantastic debut album. This is The Dead Milkman and Bitchin' Camaro.
Hey, Jack, what's happening?
I don't know.
Well, rumor around town says you might be thinking about going down to the shore.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go down to the shore.
What are you gonna do down there?
I don't know. Play some video games, buy some Def Leppard t-shirts.
Don't forget your Motley Crue t-shirt. You know, all proceeds go to get their lead singer out of jail.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait to go down. Hey, are you gonna check out the sandbar while you're down there?
What's the sandbar?
That's a place that lets 16-year-old kids drink.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, hey, guess who's gonna be there?
Who?
My favorite cover band, Crystal Shit.
Wow.
Yeah, they do a tour show. I'm really impressed. In fact, it goes a little like this. Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl, 'cause I got AIDS. Love me two times, baby, once for tomorrow, once 'cause I got AIDS. Pretty good Jim Morrison impression there. I hope those guys have a good sense of humor and don't take us into court.
What's the court?
Never mind that. The important thing
here... You mean
here,
the people's court.
No, that's another story. The important thing here is that we get to the part where you ask me how I'm going to get down to the shore.
Oh, how you getting down to the shore?
Funny you should ask. I've got a car now.
Oh, wow. How'd you get a car?
Oh, my folks drove it up here from the Bahamas.
You're kidding.
It must be. The Bahamas are islands. Okay, the important thing here is that you asked me what kind of car it is.
What kind of car do you got?
I've got a bitchin' Camaro.
Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro. I ran over my neighbor. Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro. Now that all the papers, my folks bought me a bitchin' Camaro with no insurance to match. So if I happen to run you down, please don't leave a scratch. I ran over some old lady one night at county fair, and I didn't get arrested because my dad's a mayor. Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro.
The Study and Go Abroad Fair is proud to support CITR's fund drive from February 26th to March 8th. The fair is a great opportunity for anyone considering studying, volunteering, working, or traveling abroad. Exhibitors will include universities from around the world and student travel organizations. The Study and Go Abroad Fair happens Tuesday, March 5th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the East Ballroom of the Vancouver Convention Center. All visitors will also be entered in a grand draw with prizes including a trip on Air Canada, a volunteer trip in Nicaragua or Nepal, and an iPad. CITR will also be doing a live broadcast from the fair with interviews, demos, and more. For more information, go to studyandgoabroad.com.
Oscar Peterson was born in Montreal of Caribbean parents in 1925. In his lifetime, he became regarded by many as the greatest jazz pianist in the world. Among Peterson's innumerable awards and honors were Grammys, the International Jazz Hall of Fame Award, Junos, the Order of Canada, the Order of Arts and Letters in France, the Governor General's Performing Arts Award, and many honorary degrees. Although best known as a pianist rather than a composer, in 1964 Peterson released the Canadiana Suite, an album of 8 original compositions in tribute to Canada. Next is a clip off the album entitled Hogtown Blues, Peterson's Ode to the City of Toronto. This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wish I knew just what to do when trouble really starts. You can't.
Laid back indeed, but not this time of the morning. If you're laid back, you're probably going to be late to work. If you're not late to work, then you're probably a rock star. So go ahead and just lay back. That was the Sheepdogs from their self-titled album. Before that, of course, we heard our new segment, 80s College Radio DJ, the Dead Milkman and Bitchin' Camaro. Our 80s College Radio DJ segment, produced and created by James Martin and Andy Rice of No Island. So thanks to them for putting that together. And what a better time to play a little No Island. This is House of Cards on CITR Tweets and Tunes.
His talk is smooth, and his stance is anything that makes his move. He's burning rubber and breaking trends. He says, why dance with strangers when you got a friend? It's a house of cards, it's a fragile situation, but he won't quit chasing every ace in town. It's the thrill of his life, but just a matter of time before the house finally wins, crushing to the ground. Thank you.
All right, you're back on Tweets and Tunes. You listened to No Island, House of Cards, and Rah Rah from the Poet's Dead. That was 20s. I just received an email, so bring to your attention all of those living around the Lower Mainland. An awful thing. Yesterday afternoon, I guess a staff member of Creature Comforts, I think they do dog walking or take care of pets, were out delivering, dropping off two of the dogs, and a man stole the truck. And just about hit the staff member in the process of it. The truck is a black 2006 Ford Ranger with a red canopy, license plate DV0744, and it was last seen in East Van. It's got a canopy on the back that, with the Creature Comfort logo. Four dogs were taken. Four dogs were actually in the truck. Two of them belonged to clients and one to the staff member. Two of the dogs were found wandering and have since been returned. But the truck and the two dogs are currently still on the loose or still in the back of the truck. So the two dogs, this was as of 5 a.m. this morning. So the two dogs, Friday is a one-year-old liver brown-colored flat coat retriever. And Harriet is a spaniel basset hound cross and is brown and white. Both dogs are very people-friendly. So if you see, call Friday or Harriet. They might come. So if you see the dogs or the truck, call 911, or you can also give Amy a call at Creature Comforts at 604-803-3647. So if you see a couple of dogs running around your neighborhood, or a black 2006 Ford Ranger with license plate DV0744, make sure you call that number again, 604-803-3647. Pretty deplorable thing to steal a truck with dogs. Well, stealing in general. All right, well, on that somber note, you know, this is usually the time of the morning when DJ Jack Velvet rolls into the studio. I am going to call, you know, he is a, shall we say, purveyor of the HOV lane past hours. We'll see when he eventually rolls in if this delay was due to an HOV mishap or maybe he just left a little late. But we'll continue the music. You do have the Suburban Jungle scheduled to come up at 9 o'clock featuring DJ Jack Velvet. But until then, we'll get back to the music. One of my favorites, Santa Gold, from the Master of My Make-Believe album featuring Karen O. This is Go.